Welcome to You Can Turn This Around, the podcast. I'm your host, Lazara Canton. I am here to explore with you the connection between personal development and spiritual growth, the joining point where the human experience of growth meets soul evolution. Pushing ourselves to become the best version of us, coming into our true essence and power. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. I love this quote by Lao Tzu. In fact, I've tried to read the Tao Te Ching for the last 5 years. And I say 5 years because every time I begin to read it, I stop, as you have to do. You have to stop for reflection points to see if you really grasp what it's meaning. There's different translations. And so I always get lost and I sometimes fall asleep. And I sometimes go into a different realm, and I never finish the book. But I love that quote by Lao Tzu. And it really helps us on this journey of turning things around. It really helps us on our journey of growth and development. And when I think about this quote in my life and how I apply this concept, I really see my journey of 1,000 miles. I see that as a journey within, a journey to become more of me, more in my essence, more in my power. Of course, I have got big outward goals. I have huge ambitions. Even now, in part two of my life, a few months before my 46th birthday, I would say I have more ambition now than I've ever had in my life. And it's never been a difficulty for me to have big ambitions. It's never been difficult for me to achieve, to have resilience, to have motivation to do well, to have confidence to do things, and to live the life that I absolutely love. Of course, sometimes it can be painful, sometimes it can be hard, but I have an ability to really push through that. The part that I'm really interested in and the part that I want to really unpack in today's episode is that journey within me. The journey that really, for me, is the most challenging, the most difficult, but the most rewarding. Because the most profound wisdom can be found within us. And we've spoke about it in previous episodes, and I wanted just to bring it all together now. Everything we spoke about with Danielle, with Natalie, everything that we see outside of us is a reflection of us. Everything that's not going well, everything that is going well, it's all a mirror to what we hold within. And so today, I want you just to feel what I'm talking about within you. Don't try to analyze it. Don't try to overthink it. I want you just to connect very deeply to my words, very deeply to your heart. Because in having those huge ambitions, outward ambitions, the things outside of us that we want to achieve, the goals that seem to take, that seem to be journeys of 1,000 miles. We all get inwardly quite perturbed sometimes by that. We start to wonder, are we good enough? We start to wonder, can we hold the frequency? Can we hold the power that we must hold to be able to achieve those things? I know I do. Oftentimes when I think back to those times when I coached leaders in banking, and some people would come to me and say, I want to apply to this job, but I'm not sure I can do it. And I would say to them, okay, what's stopping you from thinking that you can't do it? Is it a capability thing? Because if it's capability, then it can be learned, it can be practiced, it can be obtained. If it's a confidence thing, if it's a I don't feel that I'm good enough thing, That too can be overcome, but it takes a different skill set. It takes a different power. So what we want outside of us also must be calibrated within. We must be able to hold the frequency of what we want to achieve on the outside of the world, whether it's a job that we want to go for, whether it's a career change, whether you want to leave your job and go and build a business, whether you want a family, whether you want to create huge wealth for yourself in this lifetime. Raising your ambition is key. Feeling into what could be the most powerful outcome for you is important. And then it's raising your frequency and raising your standards to be able to match that with which you want. And that's the bit that I find really exciting. That's the part that I love working with my clients on. See, our bodies and our spirit and our heart have all the answers that we want. And if we want this outward goal, and it seems like the steps are just too much and too many, what I'm learning for myself is to go within. To look within me, how does my body feel? If I place in my really clear vision in my mind where I want to be in a year from now, how does it feel in my body? Can I hold that? Is it something that causes my body to contract? Or is it something that causes my heart to sing? And that's where the real work begins. My journey of 1,000 miles is about self-compassion. Yes, I've always been able to achieve. I've always been able to motivate myself through difficult times to find confidence to do things that maybe other people would find quite scary. And I think that training and that ability came from two things. I think it came from the childhood that I experienced, the tough times that I went through. Yes, you could say I'm a survivor of life. I survived many difficult things, and therefore that built a lot of resilience, a lot of clarity in my heart to achieve what it is that I want to achieve. And any journey that's worthwhile, these journeys that are really worthwhile are not made without a lot of hardship. And it might be outward things that go wrong. You might lose people like I did. You might find yourself in circumstances where you're taking drugs, you're kicked out of the house like I was. Or you may be just be facing difficulties in your job, difficulties in relationships. Things just don't seem to be working. And there's a reason for that. If things aren't working outwardly in your life, what is it that trying to tell you? What choice points do you have to change? What life decisions do you have to make? What is your soul asking of you to become? What does your soul want you to change? And so, as I go back to me and I go deeper into myself, I realize that self-compassion is such a critical thing. Yes, I can achieve these things outwardly, and at what cost? My biggest challenge, or my biggest thing that I have to overcome, is the standards that I put upon myself. I've got to be exercising. I've got to be doing lots of work. I've got to be achieving. I've got to be pushing. And that's not the case. And these past few years, months, I'm starting to realize that the things that really I hold value for, the things that really mean a lot to my soul development and my ultimate personal growth, are the elements that are a little bit softer in their tone. They feel a little bit softer, but they contain so much more power. When you're following a goal that's heart-centered, when your journey is being driven by your heart and your soul, the power comes from your body. And the good news is all the wisdom comes from your body. You've got the most profound wisdom within you. How much are you listening to that? What are the practices that you're cultivating right now to be able to allow your body to guide you, your guidance? This guidance system within us is the most accurate, the most precise, the most beautiful guidance system available. And all you need to do is quieten your mind, train your mind to follow your heart and not the other way around. I've been saying that saying for such a long time now. And now when I say it, I started to say it last March, I think, when I'd done my first speaking engagement on my book. And I found that really, really difficult because I had to share my story verbally for the first time, the pain, the shame, the heartache. But I also realized when I was preparing the talk that where my success lies now is I am able to, most of the time, or should I say not most of the time, but more of the time, I'm able to allow my mind to be guided by my heart. The process of journaling in the morning where I get my downloads and my guidance, that really helps. But I don't mind sharing with you that recently my illness, the colitis that I've suffered with before in the past, I've been hospitalized with it before as well, has come back. And I spent so much time beating myself up for that. How has it came back? I'm healthier than I've ever been. I'm eating really healthy. I'm exercising. I'm meditating. I'm journaling. I even stopped drinking alcohol for quite substantial amounts of time this year. And so why is this coming back? Why is my body punishing me again? Then I realized what it's crying out for is more love. I just have to allow the pain to be there. I have to allow the discomfort to be there. What if the pain I feel in my body right now is actually the key to my next level of transformation? What if I can just sit with this pain and allow it to be? What if the most profound message that I am here for right now, the most profound piece of information that can be channeled by me right now, is in my body looking for more compassion, more love, more space to be? And as I say that now, I can feel it's a resounding yes from my body. I feel myself relaxing, my shoulders relaxed, the discomfort I feel around my solar plexus starts to relax as well. I feel more grounded in my body. And so what I would invite you to do as part of this episode is I want you to think about what ambitions that you have in your life right now. What is that journey that seems to be so long and so arduous and so difficult, but you keep being drawn back to it? Your heart keeps pulling you in that direction. Maybe it's something that you've never done before, or something that the other people in your life won't expect you to do. What is it that you keep getting called back to but feels a little bit scary? And really lean into that. Lean into that and see, how does it feel in your body? Where are you contracting? Where does it feel heavy? What messages lie in your heart and in your body? Where is your soul wanting you to go? Oftentimes, if we're not used to looking within, our heart, our soul, there can be a lot of debris, a lot of past pain, past hurt, things that we'd rather not look at, things that we don't want to see or feel. Push past that. Or as Danielle very expertly invited us to do, just tell your mind that this is your expansion. These things don't have to be difficult. These parts of our body that are crying out for pain, the fears that come up when we think about our ambitions, this is the point where the light gets in. This is the point where our power can grow. We just have to see it. I heard this quote today as I was listening to a podcast, and it said, the lady talking, it was some financial expert, and she talked about how shame shields solutions. If your heart is covered with the debris of shame for who you truly are, if that's blocking your true essence, then your ambitions won't always be realized. That thing that you just thought about, that feels a little bit scary, that thing that you want to do with all your heart and soul, but just can't take that first step. The power for you to do that lies in your own true essence. The power within you can be unlocked the more you lean into the things that you're ashamed of. These are the points that are calling for our attention for a reason. And so your body, your energy, holds the key to this. So with a lot of self-compassion, a lot of care, and a lot of space, give yourself space. Really, you can achieve the most amazing results. And it doesn't have to be that you have to go all in and take the huge leap right now. What is that first step on this journey that you can take? What's the first thing that you can do to start to really turn this around? What I would offer you today as you listen to this, by going inward, by leaning into your heart, by feeling the energy of your body, simply breathing in and breathing out. Allow your body and your energy to settle. Allow your beautiful heart to just be. What's the message for you now? That's your first step. What I can guarantee you is if you do this more of the time, you can use your body as a map for that journey. Your body can give you the clues to where your next steps are. Your body can tell you when something's not right. And like me, in my journey, if you don't listen to your body more of the time, it will start to cry out in pain. And so I know, like I've always known, that I'll be able to cure this latest flare-up. I know with a lot of love and attention, I can be healthy again. Because it isn't really impacting me day to day. I'm still able to be with the people that I love. I'm still able to do the things that I love. I still can work out. I can still eat healthily. Everything that I was beating myself up for not doing enough of can still be done. The difference is that I will do it with a different tone now. And I know that my shift in tone and my self-compassion is working. And do you know why? The other day, as I was cooking in the kitchen, I felt the stab of pain and discomfort in my tummy. And my first thought was loving. My first words in my mind were, "You're okay. You're going to be okay." As if I was sending love, compassion, and gentle care to my tummy. And it felt so good. And I knew I've already taken the journey of 1,000 miles. Because for me to talk so lovingly and so self-compassionately to myself when I'm in pain hasn't been easy for me in the past. Because of everything that happened to me, I was able to build enough confidence and resilience, enough motivation to create an absolutely miraculous life. And I am so grateful for that. And because I hold myself fully responsible for everything that happens outside of me, the flip side of that is I've always beaten myself up when things don't go the way that I think they should do. If I don't think my outward life reflects what I want to, I beat myself up. And so if I was sick, I would beat myself up. And now I know different. I wanted to share that with you. Whatever's going on in your body, whatever's going on in your life, look at it with compassion, curiosity, and wonder, what is it there to tell you? The biggest fear and the biggest pain can lead to the biggest expansion and version of you. And so that's where I am right now in my personal growth and development journey. I'm learning so much about the outside world. I'm learning so much about my human design and how I was supposed to show up in this world. And I remember now, that was the second thing I was going to mention, was the first thing that's built the courage, the resilience and the motivation is my life circumstance. But I also realize as I look further into my human design blueprint, a lot of how I am are just gifts that form the part and the basis of my actual blueprint. I am supposed to live my life like this. And that is so freeing. So if you're not familiar with human design, I am going to have a specific episode dedicated to that in a future episode. But for now, I'd like you just to sink in. Let the messages of today sink into your heart, sink into your energy system. And I wish you all the luck as you take that step within in order to reach your full ambition.
Thank you so much for being here. It means the world to me. If you want to find out more, visit lazaracanton.com or visit me on social media at lazaracanton. Thank you.